page 54. And the beginning of the king's letters spake wonderly short unto King Arthur, and bade him intermit with himself and with his wife, and of his knights, for he was able enough to rule and keep his wife. Reader's note, the word intermit means concern himself. Return to text. Chapter 27. How Sir Lancelot was wroth with the letter that he received from King Mark, and of Dinadan, which made a lay of King Mark. When King Arthur understood the letter, he mused of many things, and thought on his sister's words, Queen Morgan le Fay, that she had said betwixt Queen Guinevere and Sir Lancelot. And in this thought he studied a great while. Then he bethought him again how his sister was his own enemy, and that she hated the queen and Sir Lancelot, and so he put all that out of his thought. Then King Arthur read the letter again, and the latter clause said that King Mark took Sir Tristram for his mortal enemy, wherefore he put Arthur out of doubt he would be revenged of Sir Tristram. Then was King Arthur wroth with King Mark. And when Queen Guinevere read her letter and understood it, she was wroth out of measure, for the letter spake shame by her and by Sir Lancelot. Reader's note, by her and by Sir Lancelot. It means about her and Sir Lancelot. Return to text. And so privily she sent the letter unto Sir Lancelot. And when he wist the intent of the letter, he was so wroth that she laid him down on his bed to sleep, whereof Sir Dinadan was ware, for it was his manner to be privy with all good knights. And as Sir Lancelot slept, he stole the letter out of his hand, and read it word by word. And then he made great sorrow for anger. And so Sir Lancelot awaked, and went to a window, and read the letter again, the which made him angry. Page 55. Sir, said Dinadan, wherefore be ye angry? Discover your heart to me, for soothe ye what well I owe you good will. Howbeit I am a poor knight, and a servitor unto you and to all good knights. For though I be not of worship myself, I love all those that be of worship. It is truth, said Sir Lancelot, ye are a trusty knight, and for great trust I will show you my counsel. And when Dinadan understood all, he said, This is my counsel. Set you right naught by these threats, for King Mark is so villainous that by fair speech shall never man get of him. But ye shall see what I shall do. I will make a lay for him, and when it is made, I shall make an harper to sing it afore him. So anon he went and made it, and taught it an harper, that hight Elliot. And when he could it, he taught it to many harpers. Reader's note, the phrase when he could it means when he knew it. Return to text. And so, by the will of Sir Lancelot and of Arthur, the harpers went straight into Wales and into Cornwall to sing the lay that Sir Dinadan made by King Mark, the which was the worst lay that ever harper sang with harp or with any other instruments. Chapter 28. How Sir Tristram was hurt, and of a war made to King Mark, and of Sir Tristram how he promised to rescue him. Now turn we again unto Sir Tristram and to King Mark. As Sir Tristram was at jousts and at a tournament, it fortuned he was sore hurt both with a spear and with a sword, but yet he won always the degree. And for to repose him he went to a good knight that dwelled in Cornwall, in a castle whose name was Sir Dinas le Seneschal. Then by misfortune there came out of Sessoin a great number of men of arms, and an hideous host, and they entered nigh the castle of Tintagel, and their captain's name was Elias, a good man of arms. When King Mark understood his enemies were entered unto his land, he made great dole and sorrow, for in no wise by his will King Mark would not send for Sir Tristram, for he hated him deadly. Page 56. So when his counsel was come, they devised and cast many perils of the strength of their enemies, and then they concluded all at once, and said thus unto King Mark, Sir, wit ye well ye must send for Sir Tristram, the good knight, or else they will never be overcome. For by Sir Tristram they must be foughten withal, or else we row against the stream." "Well," said King Mark, "I will do by your counsel." But yet he was full loath thereto, but need constrained him to send for him. Then was he sent for in all haste that might be, that he should come to King Mark. And when he understood that King Mark had sent for him, he mounted upon a soft ambler and rode to King Mark. And when he was come, the king said thus, "Fair nephew, Sir Tristram, this is all. Here become our enemies of Sir Soin, that are here nigh hand, and without tarrying they must be met with shortly, or else they will destroy this country." "Sir," said Sir Tristram, "wit ye well all my power is at your commandment, and wit ye well, sir, these 8 days I may bear none arms, for my wounds be not yet whole, and by that day I shall do what I may." "Ye say well," said King Mark. "Then go ye again and repose you, and make you fresh, and I shall go and meet the Sir Soins with all my power." So the king departed unto Tintagel, and Sir Tristram went to repose him. And the king made a great host, and departed them in 3. The first part led Sir Dinas the seneschal, and Sir Andred led the second part, and Sir Argius led the third part, and he was of the blood of King Mark. And the Sir Soins had 3 great battles, and many good men of arms. And so King Mark, by the advice of his knights, issued out of the castle of Tintagel upon his enemies. Page 57. And Dinas, the good knight, rode out afore, and slew 2 knights, his own hands, and then began the battles. And there was marvellous breaking of spears and smiting of swords, and slew down many good knights. And ever was Sir Dinas, the seneschal, the best of King Mark's party. And thus the battle endured long with great mortality. But at the last King Mark and Sir Dinas, were they never so loath, they withdrew them to the castle of Tintagel with great slaughter of people, and the Sir Soins followed on fast, that 10 of them were put within the gates, and 4 slain with the portcullis. Then King Mark sent for Sir Tristram by a varlet, that told him all the mortality. Then he sent the varlet again, and bade him, "Tell King Mark that I will come as soon as I am whole, for erst I may do him no good." Then King Mark had his answer. Therewith came Elias, and bade the king yield up the castle, "for ye may not hold it no while." So Elias said the king, "So will I yield up the castle, if I be not soon rescued." Anon King Mark sent again for rescue to Sir Tristram. By then Sir Tristram was whole, and he had gotten him 10 good knights of Arthur's, and with them he rode unto Tintagel. And when he saw the great host of Sir Soins, he marvelled wonder greatly. And then Sir Tristram rode by the woods and by the ditches as secretly as he might, till he came nigh the gates. And there dressed a knight to him when he saw that Sir Tristram would enter, and Sir Tristram smote him down dead, and so he served 3 more. And every each of these 10 knights slew a man of arms. So Sir Tristram entered into the castle of Tintagel. And when King Mark wist that Sir Tristram had come, he was glad of his coming, and so was all the fellowship, and of him they made great joy.
Page 58.
Chapter 29. How Sir Tristram overcame the battle, and how Elias desired a man to fight body for body. So on the morn Elias the captain came, and bade King Mark, "Come out and do battle, for now the good knight Sir Tristram is entered, it will be shame to thee," said Elias, "for to keep thy walls." When King Mark understood this, he was wroth, and said no word, but went unto Sir Tristram, and asked him his counsel. "Sir," said Sir Tristram, "will ye that I give him his answer?" "I will well," said King Mark. Then Sir Tristram said thus to the messenger, "Bear thy lord word from the king and me, that we will do battle with him to morn in the plain field." "What is your name?" said the messenger. "Wit thou well, my name is Sir Tristram de Lyons." Therewithal the messenger departed, and told his lord Elias all that he had heard. "Sir," said Sir Tristram unto King Mark, "I pray you give me leave to have the rule of the battle." "I pray you take the rule," said King Mark. Then Sir Tristram let devise the battle in what manner that it should be. He let depart his host in 6 parties, and ordained Sir Dinas the seneschal to have the forward, and other knights to rule the remnant. And the same night Sir Tristram burnt all the Sassoon's ships in the cold unto the cold water. Anon, as Elias wist that, he said it was of Sir Tristram's doing. Quote, "For he casteth that we shall never escape, mother son of us. Therefore, fair fellows, fight freely tomorrow, and miscomfort you naught. For any knight, though he be the best knight in the world, he may not have ado with us all." Unquote. Then they ordained their battles in 4 parties, wonderly well apparelled and garnished with men of arms. Thus they within issued, and they without set freely upon them, and there Sir Dinas did great deeds of arms. Not for them Sir Dinas and his fellowship were put to the worse. Readers, note the word "not for than," notforthan, means nevertheless. Return to text. Page 59. With that came Sir Tristram, and slew 2 knights with 1 spear. Then he slew on the right hand and on the left hand, that men marvelled that ever he might do such deeds of arms. And then he might see sometime the battle was driven a bow draught from the castle, and sometimes it was at the gates of the castle. Then came Elias the captain, rashing here and there, and hit King Mark so sore upon the helm that he made him to avoid the saddle. And then Sir Dinas gat King Mark again to horseback. Therewithal came in Sir Tristram like a lion, and there he met with Elias, and he smote him so sore upon the helm that he avoided his saddle. And thus they fought till it was night, and for great slaughter and for wounded people every reach party drew to their rest. And when King Mark was come within the castle of Tintagel, he lacked of his knights 100, and they without lacked 200, and they searched the wounded men on both parties. And then they went to council, and wit you well, either party were loath to fight more, so that either might escape with their worship. When Elias the captain understood the death of his men, he made great dole, and when he wist that they were loath to go to battle again, he was wroth out of measure. Then Elias sent word unto King Mark, in great despite, whether he would find a knight that would fight for him body for body. And if that he might slay King Mark's knight, he to have the truage of Cornwall early. Quote, "And if that this knight slay mine, I fully release my claim for ever." Unquote. Then the messenger departed unto King Mark, and told him how that his lord Elias had sent him word to find a knight to do battle with him body for body. When King Mark understood the messenger, he bade him abide, and he should have his answer. Page 60. Then called he all the baronage together to wit what was the best counsel. They said all at once, quote, "To fight in a field we have no lust, for had not been Sir Tristram's prowess, it had been likely that we never should have escaped. And therefore, sir, as we deem, it were well done to find a knight that would do battle with him, for he knightly proffereth." Unquote.